This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. All of our interviews, if you miss them or you want to go hear them or you want to share them or you want to hear, did she really say that? Then you have to go to the WKOK podcast page, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Podcasts, Bob's Podcasts up in Berwick, anybody. Everybody's got them. Thanks to Rob Center putting them out there for folks to enjoy. So we thank Rob Center, our fabulous producer, for making sure all of our interviews, including our upcoming interview, to be on the WKOK podcast page. Victoria Rosenkranz is back. The Northumberland County Pride event is coming up. So first of all, thanks for coming in. Good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah,
thanks for having me, actually.
Well, yeah, I do appreciate it. You're spreading the word about so many good things around here, so we always appreciate that. Northumberland County Pride event coming up this Saturday, so kind of a big deal. Rotary's involved, so tell us all about this event.
Yeah, this is the first ever Northumberland County Pride event happening at the Sunbury Amphitheater this Saturday from 11 to 5. And this event is a time for the LGBTQIA plus community to come out and celebrate who they are, who they love, and just have a great day being together.
Well, yeah. And the folks that you're catering to and talking about, they are our neighbors. They mm-hmm. are people, they are our friends, acquaintances, thousands of people around here.
Right, absolutely. And so this is a day, I mean, I know some people, you know, question why do we have to have a day? Well, it's about us being visible, and it's about us showing that who we love and how we love is a human condition, and it's our right to build those bonds. And we have a lot of nonprofits coming that will be able to give information and support services to the LGBT community, because the climate right now in our country and even in the Valley, it's ignorance. And I don't mean that to mean rude. It's just that that's why we're having this day, is to educate folks and standing up against all odds. And because we can be rejected for housing and work and friends and services. So it's really a day to empower others and say that we hear you, we see you, and validate them.
Well, yeah. Dwayne Heisler, a good friend up in Columbia County, used to say, you can get fired tomorrow for being gay.
Absolutely. I just, Josh Shapiro was in the Valley a few months ago, and that's something him and I talked about, is that, yeah, and that's what he said, you know, you could be married on Sunday and fired on Monday. And so these are some of the things that we worry about. I myself, married to my beautiful wife of 5 years, and, you know, we're fortunate that our Valley supports us because of what we do in the Valley, but it is something right now, again, the climate in our country, we worry about, is that, you know, the Roe versus Wade just happened, is gay marriage going to be taken away? And that really is detrimental to us on many levels. That's not hopefully something that we will have to deal with, but this is definitely the things in the back of our head. And that's the thing, like we're contributing members of society, and it's very scary sometimes. And also just, you know, the violence that happens with transgender folks as well. And so we're just trying to combat that and educate. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah. And it happens here. You get pushback here. We get some run-ins here. This is local, too.
It is local. I can say I'm fortunate. I've never experienced it myself. I know there's naysayers. I know people say, well, did you see that comment or did you hear that? And we're not going to stop that. Again, it's just about education. But I'm very out, as you say. And I think that I show the Valley that, and Christine as well, that we contribute and we do a lot of good in our Valley, and it's, you know,
well, very active in the Rotary, making sure all those American flags were up there, including
absolutely.
One that dedicated to this radio
station.
Absolutely. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
We're appreciative of that. So yeah, well, you're kind of trying to make sure that well, you're just people, I guess.
Yes, we are, and that's phrase. Yeah, and you know, that's the biggest thing is. And we, you know, we want to celebrate our life unapologetically. You know, we intersect in the communities, and the biggest thing is our also with Pride of the Susquehanna Valley is a new nonprofit. I'm the president of that. We have an amazing board, and one of our things is we want to focus on as youth in our valley. We have too many youth who don't have those resources or outlets, and we're losing youth to suicide, and that is not something that we want to continue to see happen in the valley. So
that is a real topic around here.
Yeah, yes.
Sadly, we've covered some of that, and that gets brought up and talked about. So you got the Pride event this Saturday at the amphitheater. The amphitheater, as you tell me, is getting busier and busier with things happening there, so that's always good to see. 11 to 5, what are you going to have on stage?
Well, 11:30 to 1, we have Good Page, a local band, is playing for us. At 1 p.m., we have Ann Keeler Evans is going to sort of do a blessing and kick off the celebration. And we have belly dancers, we have drag performers, we have comedians, we have vocalists, artisans, crafters, vendors, nonprofits, and we have food trucks. So it's a little mini festival. We have 40 some vendors and amazing sponsors: Wise Markets, PP&L, Dagenstein Foundation, Service First Credit Union, Geisinger, Little Addie's Cafe, and a whole host of other small businesses in the valley that have stepped up to sponsor this event. We cannot say thank you to them enough for seeing us, hearing us, and supporting us. So.
Well, that should be fun on Saturday. So 11 to 5, go ahead and mark your calendar. You have some foods and no adult beverages, per se.
There is. Okay. Actually, I'm sorry. Yes, there is. There is a, there'll be a gate, there'll be a gated area for Iron Vines, also one of our sponsors, and they will be there. Folks will be, have to stay within that area, but they can have an adult beverage. They'll be wristbanded, and they have to stay within that area. This is family-friendly, so bring the family.
Yeah, kids. Invited.
Absolutely, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is this Saturday. And Pride of the Susquehanna Valley, new group, but already a number of events, shows, and so on.
Yeah, yeah. We sort of came together. We sponsored one of the sponsors of the Campus Theater Pride Series, and we've been doing, we do have all of our board, majority of us are drag performers in the valley, and we again do that. And we raise money for nonprofits. So a lot of our shows, whether that's helping businesses, the Albright Center is one of our facilities that we use. We've done charity events to give back to the Albright Center. So we're excited, and hopefully we'll be back there in December. We have a holiday event that we're going to do there. So we're so fortunate to have that facility in the area, and they support what we do. So.
And the drag shows, tell me about the attraction of those and the interest in these, and it's a fundraising element too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we do a lot of fundraising. Actually, we have some coming up for animal shelters. I think we have one next month in Allenwood. But yeah, I mean, so drag is I'm a drag performer, so it's new, and people ask me why I do it, and it's 5 minutes that I can be someone else, but I do it to bring attention and education, and it's again, it's people really enjoy it. It's fun. You get to put those costumes together, but it's also just to be a visible presence and again, do great things in our valley.
So. And who will you be?
My stage name is Victor Love Valentine is my stage name.
Sounds very affectionate. So
yeah,
it matches your personality. Right?
Yep, absolutely.
Well, listen, thank you so much for all you're doing. I just think it's fabulous that you're out there and spreading this word and trying to get this going. You have an open mic here anytime, so keep that going. Invite people to the Pride event on Saturday.
Right, yes, we do have, you can visit our page, Northumberland County Pride, and also Pride of the Susquehanna Valley Facebook pages, and there'll be other media coming out this week, newspaper articles, so please come out 11 to 5, and we're still accepting volunteers, so message us on the page. We'd love to have you and participate and help us out.
All right, yeah, participate. Put on your best outfit.
Absolutely,
for the drag
come as you
show.
Are, come as you know, whoever. That's the great thing about it. So lots of color will be there on Saturday at the amphitheater.
What do you say? All are welcome, and that's
absolutely. Absolutely.
All inclusive. Thank you again so much for all you're doing.
Thank you,
Victoria Rosenkrantz, in our studios today.